whatever situation I'm in, I need to play the hand I'm dealt.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This is Carmen Palafox, and I'm a partner at Make in LA, which is a hardware technology accelerator and seed stage venture fund.
And you're based in Chatsworth in California.
That's right.
Since Women in Tech is a global show, so it's like good to have the anchor of where you guys are. What does your company mean to you?
It means being at the genesis of innovation, working hard for entrepreneurs that are really trying to make a difference in the world. And it means opportunity.
I love that. And when was Make in LA founded?
May of 2015.
And you're a partner, but not a co-founder, right?
That's right.
But you would consider yourself, like if someone's meeting you at an event, they'd call you an investor?
I actually am an investor in Make in LA. But I have two business partners, and they are both the co-founders of Make in LA.
And what does Make in LA do exactly? Like, how does it impact the LA tech community, and does it go beyond LA?
Make in LA is a hardware technology accelerator. So we help startups that maybe have an awesome idea, vision, and have a prototype and really need help understanding how to get from one prototype to mass manufacturing.
And when did you personally become interested in tech?
I've been in finance my whole career. So I used to work for a company called Dimensional Fund Advisors. They're an investment management company. And I was there for over a decade. I sat in an office on Ocean Avenue overlooking the beach and the Santa Monica Pier, walked to work, just really was living the dream. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. At one point, my job moved to Austin, Texas, and I had to really decide where I wanted to take my career next.
Does Make in LA only serve LA founders, engineers, or does it go beyond Los Angeles?
Make in LA is global. So in our last application round, we had 264 companies start their application from over 50 different countries.
That's insane.
Insane.
And how many portfolio companies do you allow in per season?
Historically, this is our third cohort. And in the first two cohorts, we had four companies. And in this latest cohort, we have three.
And what exactly is a cohort?
It's a group of companies that start the four-month program together and navigate that journey.
You were saying that you became exposed to the tech world via a financial background. Can you tell me a little bit more about the journey and how you ended up at Make in LA?
Yeah, so when my position moved to Austin, I really had to decide where I wanted to take my career next. I ended up enrolling in the executive MBA program at Berkeley Haas. My goal really was to go into social impact. And when I was there, I was just exposed to the world of tech.
You're so good at just like, it would drop the mic.
Yeah.
Finish that thought.
It was so awesome. I can't even tell you. We did a week-long immersion in Silicon Valley. So we met founders of stealth companies that were working on just quantum differentiating companies. And we met with venture capital firms. We met with different accelerators, had really intimate conversations that were really transformational.
That's rad. What's your calling?
Oh, that's a good question. Wow. My calling. Honestly, okay, so my goal in life is to become a billionaire philanthropist.
I mean, first of all, yes, you will. And how in the world are you taking steps to get there?
You know, well, I think being in venture is a tremendous wealth creation opportunity. So that's where I invest not only my time, but my money.
What types of philanthropic endeavors do you want to support?
I'm very passionate about the elderly. So I volunteer right now at a convalescent home through St. Monica's Church, and I go there once a month and spend time with the ladies. So my mom's a caregiver, so I was exposed to the elderly at a very young age, and really have a lot of respect for all of their wisdom.
Like, tell me more about that, because I mean, obviously that's how you found out what your calling was. Mm-hmm. Like, tell me more about that journey.
I really love learning, and I grew up traveling a lot to different countries, specifically to Peru. And culturally, the way, at least in my mom's culture, the way they view the older generation as a source of just wisdom was really inspiring to me.
Who was your mentor in getting to where you are today?
I have a lot of informal mentors. So kind of like undercover people that I reach out to every once in a while when I get stuck, and I ask them to coffee or to lunch and really dig in on the challenges I may be having. So it's not someone specifically that has helped me out, but just at different periods of my life where I kind of start spinning wheels.
And do you kind of like make them your mentor without them even knowing that you're like,
exactly.
I kind of did that with my friend Darwin today, like who runs a great marketing agency called Phantom Firm. I like reached out to him. I was like, I have a question about like social media stuff. Can you like,
exactly.
Yeah. So you kind of just decide like a smorgasbord of people.
That's
like,
right.
And how do you mentioned that you go to your mentors to help you overcome challenges from time to time. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you overcome challenges?
I'm very spiritual and very religious. So I think that helps guide me and keeps me grounded in a bigger picture of the world. So that's really how I get through my challenges. Make in LA is a startup. So just like any other startups, there's peaks and valleys, and the lows are really low mm-hmm. and the highs are really high. So what keeps me positive on a daily basis really is that center of spirit.
Was there ever a point where you recognized the track you were on was not going in a direction that you wanted to be going in, and so you switched?
I think the fork in the road for me was when my job moved to Austin, and I really had to decide if I wanted to stay on that career track or if I wanted to do something different. And it was extremely scary after such a long period at one company with a team that I absolutely adored, with a company that was just continuously growing, to take a step back and do something different. That was frightening, but it was after a long period of reflection, really identifying where I wanted to be. So it was not only about what do I want to do with my career, but where do I want to be in that place for me at that time, and place now is Los Angeles.
And how did that whole experience aid in your success today? Like, what did you learn from it that you utilize in order to, you know, be the best that you could be today?
It's about self-awareness and knowing what triggers my happiness, what triggers like my sadness, what's important to me, what I value, and knowing where to find those sources of goodness.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Always looking at the glass half full.
That's right.
What's the best lesson you've learned about yourself in pursuing your dreams?
So I had drinks with a former coworker of mine probably about a month ago, and it was a really good conversation. And there's something he said that really has stuck with me. You know, he said, oh, you know, I have a lot of girlfriends, and, you know, they talk to me about dating and this and that. And this is kind of out of context. But his advice to them was, you know, play the hand you're dealt.
It really
stuck with me, because I'm like, wow, okay, whatever situation I'm in, I need to play the hand I'm dealt. And I have used that and have told that to my entrepreneurs. It's like, you have an advantage in some way, shape, or form. And if you don't, then, you know, maybe you have a bluff.
That's really cool. It changes as a perspective mm-hmm. because when you look at something and or even like the whole thing, like, why me? Or like, why do I have to go through the and you're focusing on like, you know, what's wrong with the situation rather than like what's possible in exactly. a situation.
I think we as humans have a tendency to compare ourselves to others.
Yeah. Especially in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Not focus on what our assets are.
Now, what woman in tech really inspires you? It could be an engineer, investor, founder, anybody.
Yeah. So the first person that came to mind is my business partner, Norme. And the way I became aware of Norme is that back in the day, I was on a committee organizing an event called Adelante Mujeres Latinas. And it was an event for high school students meant to inspire them to continue on in their education. And the keynote speaker was Norme.
Oh, cool.
And she got on stage and she knew that half of the people there did not speak English. And her keynote was half in English and half in Spanish. She was so articulate, so wise, and so impressive that I had never forgotten about her. And now I'm working with her.
That's so cool.
And she's an amazing engineer. She's an amazing leader. I just can't say enough about her.
And Norme's on Twitter, right? If people want to kind of like see more about Norme, where can they go?
I don't know her Twitter handle, but it's Norme Cadena.
We'll include it in the show notes, guys, so you could check out more about Norme. What's next for you, Carmen?
I am so focused on making LA right now. I am focused. You know, our vision is to be the epicenter of hardware in Southern California. And so building an ecosystem with three people is the most challenging thing I've ever done in my whole life. And I love it.
That's so cool. I mean, if we don't have that raw passion that I just saw and heard in you, like, it's like that is the fuel. People go like, how do you have the drive? Like, it's there because that is the drive. That's the fuel that makes you like stay up late and wake up early and push past your own, you know, obstacles. And if you're not truly, sincerely passionate about what you're doing, then the fuel's not there. So you're not going to give it the same love and tenderness. That's so cool. I love seeing that. What book is your favorite?
Right now, I'm reading Ryan Blair's latest book, Rock Bottom to Rock Star. And it's filled with gems and advice and suggestions from someone who, you know, grew up in a gang-infested neighborhood to someone who has, like, built billion-dollar business.
That's really cool. Yeah. Say the title again.
Rock Bottom to Rock Star.
So cool. We'll include that in the show notes, too. And what podcast or video series do you recommend?
I am all across the board with podcasts. I cycle in the morning or run. And so I listen to just a wide variety of different podcasts, including Science Friday, Geek Wire, Masters in Business, Bloomberg Radio.
So good. I love it. And what resource would you suggest someone who wants to get involved in hardware look into?
There are a few resources, and we've listed many of them on our Make in LA website. So that's one place to go. Hardware Massive is a national nonprofit organization just specifically focused on meetups for hardware entrepreneurs. Bolt, they do an amazing job of providing resources and have a great blog.
Is that BOLT?
Yep.
Awesome. And what is your hobby?
I love being outdoors. That's one reason why I just could not tear apart from LA. Grew up in San Diego with sand beneath my toes. So I love being at the beach. I love running. I love snowboarding. I love cycling.
Yeah, I love all that stuff. I think being in nature resets us.
For sure.
For life.
Yeah.
Just like to be a better friend, to be a better family member, to be a better like worker.
To
like
appreciate the small things.
Yeah.
To, you know, sometimes cell phone doesn't work. So
totally
unplugged.
How can people stay in touch?
Carmen@makeinla is my email address, or Palafox Carmen is my Twitter handle.
Rad. Thank you so much, Carmen, for being on the Women in Tech show. We really appreciate it and sharing your story.
So much fun, Esprit. Always.
You're awesome. I've known Carmen for a little bit now, and she's just like always this positive light that just like you feel like her energy is hugging you. It's Aww. So cool. This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech show is a WeAreTech.fm production.